Okay, I have a little bit of a storyline I want to tell you. And I'm kind of going to block you guys out. Do you guys know who this is? Who's that? Ah, yes, Cruel de Vil's other evil sister. She used the power that she had for evil. You know, it wasn't a good thing for them to want to have the dogs be made into coats. That's not a good thing, is it? No, you don't want that. See, guys, this is the picture I'm showing them. Right there. So when you have power and you abuse the power, usually too much of it turns into evil. So you don't want to do that. But then there's the one thing about power. It's the power of friendship. So where's that from? Go ahead. Some Jungle Book, right, and that's Baloo. You know, even though people say, you know, a bear and a little boy cannot be friends, you know, the bear would eat him up, but no, that doesn't happen. Not in our world, at least, okay? So what happened is they had the power to overcome all the things that were going through them in life to become and develop this perfect bond, this perfect friendship that they had. So that's from the Jungle Book. So you guys can all see. The next one is one of my favorites, because one that I really enjoy. Who's that? You're going to answer all of them, aren't you? And that is?
Hercules.
Great. And he's on Pegasus.
I saw that movie.
You saw that movie? Good. Now, what I like about Hercules is it's kind of a children's version of our version of the Bible, because the way I look at it is Zeus is God, they show him in the clouds. Then you have Hades, he's the devil, he's in the underworld. You don't want to mess with Hades, but also you don't want to mess with God, and he can like, okay, I'll fix you if you do something wrong. So what happens is there's a conflict here. You have the good of God, and you have the evil of the devil, or Hades, as you can say, in Hercules. And what happens is there's this point in the middle where we have to learn to understand that don't let the evil overpower things that we're going to do in our lives. You know, take the power and glory that God gives us to understand that we can make it through the day. We can make things better. We can go forward on. Right? All right, so that's the one from Hercules. Next one is one that I think you all know. All right, she got it before you. Now, Cinderella used the power of her wishing and prayers, just like what we would do for prayers, and what was granted her was a fairy godmother. And the fairy godmother came and gave her the grace and the beauty to overcome all the things that she had gone through. Someone telling her that she could not, you know, accomplish anything in her life. She would never be no good but just to mop the floors on her hands and knees. None of you guys want to do that, do you? Right? That's not good. So what you want to do is be able to overcome things that are happening in your life. And the power of prayer gives you to do that. So that's all the things that we have for power. And then the next thing is real. What is this from? Okay, go ahead. But it's the Christmas. This is the enchanted Christmas one. And what is Beast doing? Beast is giving Belle a gift. There's a power in giving. And so today, some of you may have already gotten them, but you're going to get this little box. I'm cheated because I already put it together once, but I took it apart so you guys can see. Now, if I can do it, there we go. You're going to get this little orange box. And at the end of service, what's going to happen is you're going to run around and, oh, I know you know the answer. Your little one's a genius over here. You should be proud of yourself. But you're going to run around and you're going to go trick-or-treat for UNICEF. And we're going to give money. And the power of your giving is going to give glory to someone else, because you're going to enable some small kid who can't have something, books, clothes, able to go to school, food, small things like that that sometimes we take for granted. But this is going to allow them to be able to go and have those things. So that's what you guys are going to do today, all right? So what we're going to do at this point in time is get our hands together to say a prayer. You guys want to come up? Just get a little circle going. So get that jet jack. All right, ready? Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for this time of children, innocents, and lives which are here for you to show your power and your glory. I ask that you bless each and every one that is here. Let them know that your love and your grace is basically all they need. You know, the love from their parents and the love of their friends and families all empower to make one unit. Because the power and the glory which you give is in power and glory that we can shine out to the world. As they go to Sunday school, may they learn more of your grace and your glory. In your name, in your son's name, amen.